Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the people of God. The Lord made us to be lived to. He made us in His image. That means we can do what He can do. And we're designed by God. We have a free will. We can be. We're going to be mighty one way or the other. One way or the other, we're going to be very mighty. We're made in His image. But we have a will. And I've seen many people, they hear what Jesus said or they heard what Jesus said, but they don't apply what Jesus said. So they can't learn in fullness what Jesus said. His words were just a comment in passing. They heard it, they agreed or disagreed with it, but then they forgot about it. The words of God is full of life. Sometimes we eat sweet fruit. When I was a kid, if I ate a sweet plum, I would go and plant that seed somewhere and hope that it'll come. I didn't watch over it to make sure it came. But that plum was good to me, so I went and planted that seed. I usually forget about it, but I did do, you know, if it didn't taste that good, I threw the seed away. When we hear what God has to say, it will always nourish your life. Everything He says is an element you desperately need. Now, I teach a lot of things about following God. And these broadcasts, you know, I know what to watch out for. I learned something one day. The Lord told me something about business. And I know I referred to it many times. But what He said would make the difference. And I knew it. I could judge that this is going to save my business. It's going to help me grow and not have a lot of unnecessary problems that I was living with. And I thought about it. I said, Lord, wait a minute. You knew I needed to know this a long time ago. Why didn't you tell me then? He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. And that became a turning point in my life. Now, what He told me about business, if you ask me right now, I'd have to go and pray and find out what He said. I did what He said. It worked. But this word of knowledge, word of wisdom, really, word of wisdom, this, when He said, when He answered me and saying that when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father, that's when I made a vow. I was concerned about all the other things in life, in areas of life, that I didn't involve God. And I was trying hard to succeed and go forward and do the things that I had planned. And I wanted my life to work. I didn't want to fail anywhere. I didn't want to fail in my relationships. I didn't want to fail as a friend. I didn't want to fail as a man of God, because the Lord had recently called me to the ministry a year prior. I didn't want to fail in business. I wanted everything that I put my hands on to prosper, according to Psalm chapter 1 and 2. I wanted to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. Everything I do would succeed. So I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to do whatever you say. And that helped, because when the pressure was on, I would always do what God said, because I vowed that I would. When He wanted me to do something, I knew I had to do it, because I made a love vow. Now, when you follow God, you're operating on His wisdom and knowledge. And there's a pure rest in it. Because you're like the employee doing what the employer says. there's no pressure on you. There's pressure on the employer, on the employer. But when I do what God say, I can't always see everything He sees, but I learn to trust Him because He never fails. We trust God because of relating to Him in the past. We trust Him. We write Him of our blank checks in our lives because of His track record in the past. When He says something, I get excited when He tells me something now. When He's giving me the heads up. When He's showing me how things really are. Things that I can't see. I trust Him because I know that my secure future is in Him doing what He says. And this is not as easy as it sounds for most people, because this is why. Their voice is too loud and their will is too strong. If you lean to your own ways, you cannot learn God's ways. But I love His word. I know His word. Good. It's wonderful. But if you don't learn to trust Him, you're not going to know what He has to say. Even though you love the word and you can believe God in faith. When people are operating in faith, hear me good. Faith begins where the will of God is known. They're operating in what they know. They're believing God for what they are secure in. They believe that what they're doing is good and it's going to work, and they're believing God for more of it. And it's not going to work compared to what God would give them. We're believing God to operate on limited information that we have. And that becomes our comfort zone. And that's why ministries can't grow, because the leaders are stalled. They're trying to make heaven according to what they know right now. But there are elements that you need that you don't know about. There are enemies that's operating that you don't know anything about. And they're going to suffocate your ministry. And God has to do the surgery. Who are they? I have no clue. They're there. And if they're there, God knows. Now, if you follow God's plan, He has a plan for everything. He has a plan for you, which direction to go in. He knows who's receiving the word. He knows where the next hot spot is. The people that will limit you, He knows how to weed them out. He knows how to bring them to. You're going to have to break through these barriers. And the first barrier you got to win against is your own, the war within. Your doubts and unbeliefs and fears. You got to break through all that. And the Holy Spirit, if you follow Him, He'll help you break through those barriers. Then the people around you in your inner circle, they got barriers too. You got to break through that. And then there are people who are against you. The spirit on their life is against you. You got to break through that. And the Lord's going to help you do it perfectly. Not just a good job, perfectly. But you got to follow Him. And if you don't, if you lean to your own understanding now, you're going to be just like the other limited ministries. Just like the other limited pastors. Just like the other limited people. Now, I'm giving you something that I learned the hard way. And the Lord trained me for this. You know, again, I had a dream about it. A young man. He was full of the passion of God. He had he desired to do God's will. He desired. He was in a room full of teenagers, and he saw what God saw in them. And he saw the direction that they were taking. And nobody would help him. And he didn't know how to get God's wheel off the ground. And in the dream, I realized something. He needed me. He needed this knowledge now. He needed to know how to break through. and every barrier and help those children. He was motivated. He wasn't much older than they were, but he was motivated and he was determined. And I believe this is a real person in a real situation that God showed me. He took me to that room and I saw what was going on. I saw the condition. This is a real person somewhere on earth in real time. I asked the Lord to lead him to my website. And that's, if you're listening to this website, it's because God told you to go there. He led you to it. When God give people revelation, see, I needed him because I can't do what he does. He has the anointing for what he does. He just needs to know how to protect his anointing and how to use it and how to follow God. That's the only way it's going to work. If he don't, then it'll be just like other works of God that'll fell down, that have fallen down, that's not on the rise. Some ministries are just not on the rise, and they're never going to be on the rise like they desire to be, because they continually do what they know. God is the expert. We're not the experts. He is. He knows what he's doing. He's the real CEO. On earth, we may be the CEO. But if he's not our CEO, then we just have a limited ministry. Most CEOs, they fail because they're the CEO. But every CEO who has God as their CEO, they're the ones that are not limited. If you follow God, I don't know how he'll lead you, but when he'll do something, he'll divide out the treacherous people. He'll make the tares neutralize. They won't be able to get to you. The lukewarm Christians, you'll be immune to them. And you'll do a precise work. You'll get the word where it needs to be. Did you know that there are family barriers? Remember Jesus said that the enemy will be in your own house. This was unheard of. In our mind, in our position, your family is your family. Your enemy is in another country trying to destroy your country. But now, your enemy is in the house with you in some cases. Preachers preach the word, people hear the word, and people in the house try to discourage their own family members from doing what the word said do. Because they are enemies against God. Everybody that will not trust God, that don't trust God, that will not say, that love the world, they are enemies against God. There are parents that forbid their children to go to church. There are children that hate their parents that take them to church. When they get old enough, they don't set them up. They're all spouses. You know, they got married, they were doing great. They were building their life in one direction. One of them gets saved and it changes everything. And sometimes the other one gets saved and they do even better. And sometimes the other person becomes bitter. And sometimes the one that don't get a save are reluctant, but they love their spouse, so they try to work it out. See, this is the uncomfortable revival. It's happening now. What the Lord has given me to share will help you do his will and protect his will in your life. The way there's an easy way to let God's will become stronger than your will, and God's voice to be louder than your voice. Remember, I'm so glad my friend said something that brought this to my attention. If you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, eat more of the fruit from the tree of life. Start receiving God's word. Ask him every day. Let him give you scriptures. See what direction he will take you in. Following God is not something that you may be able to master in one day. You have to condition yourself to hear what he has to say and stick with it. That's why so many pastors fail to follow God. And they can't reach their full potential. And they wasted their training time. See, I had to train. Even though I desired to follow God, even though I vowed to follow God, I still had to train to follow him. I had to ask questions. I don't see how anybody can do it without relating to God. Letting him explain things to you. Filling your heart with the word of God. That's eating off the tree of the of life. When you let God teach you and train you and teach you things, and you ask him questions, that's what it takes. And if you don't do that, other people's voice will be louder than God's. You got to do something about how you hear God. If you lean to his ways, you'll learn his ways, and you'll value it. If you put gold in the hand of a child that don't know what gold is, it's heavy, they'll just throw it in the grass. But if you hand them ice cream, they'll eat the ice cream. If you give them candy, they'll like the candy. If you give them a toy, they'll play. They'll value that. But if you give them a diamond, a pearl, or gold, they'll lose it. Because it's not valuable to them. It's just, it's pretty. It's not a toy. It's not candy. It's not ice cream. When the Lord speaks to you in your heart, and you sit in your heart to do something else, you don't know what God is saying will do for you. It's not valuable. It's not candy. It's not sweet. It's not a toy. It's not ice cream. And you throw it in the grass. But if you act on what he said, and it changes things in your life, it's gold now. It's like gold. It's like diamonds. It's like pearls. You want more. That's what happened to me. Now, my life didn't change all at once. It changed over time. I had to do all the work I would normally have to do. It just kept me doing what he said, helped me to not have as many losses. Getting and understanding, learning to do things in his strength, it helped me to understand and love people more. I asked him to teach me how to love his people. And see, I did that before I made the vow. Because I asked him to teach me how to love his people in 87. I made the vow in somewhere in the fall of 88. But learning to love his people opened the door for me to make that vow. When I learned that I could do what... See, I didn't have enough strength to love the person I was about to get in a fight with in 1987. But at my weakest moment, the Lord spoke and said, everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or evil. And it charged my heart. That's how I learned that the word of God can charge your heart. If you charge your heart with the word of God, it will prepare you to receive what God is saying. And you'll live a better life. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, you're stronger now because you've charged your heart with the word of God. So when the Holy Spirit speaks, you know that it's you have a way to value it because you've been hearing his word on paper. Now you're hearing his word in your spirit. and it charges your heart. And because it charges your heart, you have strength. And it's going to take that strength to do this thing because it's going to be something that you didn't come up with. You're operating on what somebody else told you to do. And we don't like for other people to tell us what to do. That's why people don't like their bosses. And that's also why people don't like God. Because now, he's going to tell you what to do. But he loves you. If you embrace what he says, it's going to work. And you're going to be better off. And you're going to be able to do greater things than what you normally could do. I'm not lying. This is true. This is the way it is. And when you follow him, you're going to love it. It's going to be good. I wouldn't trade the things I've learned for anything. It's more valuable than everything. I can't do these things without it. So as I follow God, as I obey him and do his word, I grow from glory to glory. Things change in life. And I get a chance to see things from a greater point of view. The man in my dream, he's a real person somewhere. He, if he goes on this website and hear these things, he'll be able to help those teenagers that he loves. He had the passion. He had the commitment. And the Lord, I saw it in his eyes. He just didn't know how to do it. He felt helpless. But God was standing right there with him to help him. I didn't see God standing there, but it was obvious because I was looking at him. The Lord caused me to see in real time what was happening. Now listen to me. As you follow God, the plans of God in your life, the things of God in your life, they don't have to fall to the ground. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That sounds good on paper. But it's going to be real. It's going to be a new way of life for you. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.